This morning on WCHL, local officials made your streets safer in recent days, catching a couple of repeat drug traffickers. We'll break down Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools' budget proposal ahead of tomorrow's vote. The suspected suicide of comic legend and actor Robin Williams brings the conversation of depression back into the national spotlight.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
And a retired UNC professor remembers working with Williams on campus filming the movie Patch Adams.
Very down to earth. It was really a shock.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. WCHL Championship Sports, after the defense showed big strides in the Tar Heels' first preseason scrimmage, the offensive side of the ball needs to show some stability. Plus, Cam Newton ready to return to full strength and will play in the second preseason game. And
if I were a betting man, I'd bet on the two quarterback system at Carolina.
That's this morning at Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 6707 at WCHL, and beginning of a really nice day. No rain in our forecast. Mostly sunshine, high today in the middle 80s. And more for tonight, more for tomorrow. Sunny tomorrow again with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather for a couple of days. Two local repeat offending drug dealers were recently taken off the streets after separate incidents of selling cocaine near schools. Carborough police arrested 42-year-old Mac James Matthew Cameron on Monday after discovering an outstanding warrant during a routine traffic stop. He was charged with being in possession of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. Cameron was first charged in North Carolina with possession of a Schedule II substance when he was 23 years old, nearly two decades ago, and was put on probation. However, probation was revoked because he was caught in possession of a Schedule II substance again just more than 7 months after his first offense. For that, he served nearly 8 months in jail in Orange County. Cameron has gone on to serve an additional 5 years and 7 months for multiple drug possession and trafficking arrests. U.S. Marshals also arrested 40-year-old Bobby Lee Davis on Friday in the town of Graham. Chapel Hill police charged him with multiple felonies, including three counts of selling cocaine, three counts of possession of cocaine, and two counts of selling the drug within a 1,000 feet of a school. Police allege Davis dealt drugs in the Homestead Park area. With a new state spending plan in place, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are facing a nearly $1 million budget gap. The $911,000 shortfall means the school board will consider a plan to cut 4.5 gifted education specialist positions at the elementary level and transfer some custodial staff to contract work. Because of state budget cuts, the district could lose 22 teaching assistants. Legislators shifted the $800,000 that would have paid those assistants to fund classroom teaching positions in an effort to lower class size. While school systems have some ability to shift that money back to TAs, the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools administrators say the state has put limitations on the exchange that don't make it feasible for the district. School officials plan to reallocate teaching assistants in grades 4 and 5 and hire more teachers instead. Though the state budget provides more money for most teachers, veteran educators and other school employees are not likely to see much of a pay raise. In response, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools administrators are asking for $2.5 million to make sure all public school employees get at least a 3% raise. The newest version of the local budget was released yesterday, and no final decisions have yet been made. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will meet at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Lincoln Center to vote on the 2014-15 budget proposal. The sad news of actor and comedian Robin Williams taking his own life on Monday has reopened a national conversation about depression and suicide. One psychology professor at Carolina has advice for people affected by those issues. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Somebody who is thinking about suicide or might be experiencing depression and could be at risk for suicide absolutely must receive professional help.
That advice comes from Dr. Mitch Prinstein, a professor of clinical psychology at UNC. Like millions of others around the world, he was deeply saddened to learn of Robin Williams' suicide on Monday.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
Williams battled depression for decades and had recently checked into the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota to avoid relapsing into substance abuse. Prinstein, whose research focus is on the predictors of adolescent depression and suicide, stressed that depression and substance abuse are two warning signs that people should be very aware of and friends and loved ones at risk. And there are others.
Someone who has threatened suicide, made a plan for suicide, or previously attempted suicide is also at extremely high risk for a future attempt.
He added that people who start giving away belongings or seem to be lifting suddenly out of a deep depression may be at risk for a suicide attempt. But not everyone plans to commit suicide way in advance, he warns.
Some people do attempt suicide after an acute stressor, sometimes just within minutes or hours after a stressor.
That's especially true when substance abuse is involved. Obviously, then, it's impossible to know exactly when someone may attempt suicide. Prinstein and other mental health professionals urge those suffering from suicidal thoughts to reach out for help. The most important advice is try to put aside any perceived stigma about mental health problems and please talk to somebody about it.
Not talking about suicide is dangerous, and talking about suicide does not make people more likely to do it. In fact, it will make people less likely to attempt. So people please must talk about suicide and depression openly.
If you're depressed and having thoughts of harming yourself, please call Emergency Crisis Services at 1-800-233-6834, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-233-6834. You can find that contact information in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A retired professor of computer science at UNC, Stephen Weiss, got the chance of a lifetime in 1998 to sit and watch the magic of Robin Williams' film, Patch Adams.
And I sat in Girard Hall for 6 days, about 12 or 14-hour days, to shoot that one 10-minute scene toward the end of the movie.
Girard Hall is the building to the left of the old well as you look at it from the steps of South Building. Weiss says he was selected after a casting call asked for professor types and was seated behind the actor Bob Gunton, who played Dean Walcott. In that scene, Adams is on trial for practicing medicine without a license, and it is when Robin Williams delivered this memorable line.
Now you ask me if I've been practicing medicine. Well, if this means opening your door to those in need, those in pain, caring for them, listening to them, applying a cold cloth until a fever breaks. If this is practicing medicine, if this is treating a patient, then I am guilty as charged, sir.
Weiss says he met Robin Williams, shook his hand, had a short conversation with him about the university. He says he was amazed at the professionalism he brought to the set without losing any of his playfulness.
He would often do stand-up. He would ask people for a subject, and he would have us just absolutely convulsed in laughter. And then the director, Tom Shadyac, would say, okay, we're ready to shoot, and Robin Williams would immediately drop into character, and the rest of us were still trying to stifle our laughter.
Even removing himself from having been involved in the movie, Weiss says he couldn't believe the news of Robin Williams' death.
It was really a shock. I heard about it actually at dinner. It was really a shock that somebody so young and so talented, and what's kind of ironic is that Philip Seymour Hoffman was also in that movie. And so we've lost two great talents that were in that same movie.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman died of acute mixed drug intoxication back in February in his New York apartment. Weiss says Robin Williams' true character really showed while he was on the UNC campus.
I wasn't there, but apparently in the evening, Robin Williams would come back and play cards with people in the Y building, which was right next to Girard Hall. So he was just very down to earth.
Williams died on Monday at the age of 63. Preliminary reports were released on Tuesday afternoon stating he was believed to have died by asphyxiation due to hanging. He was found with his belt around his neck and the other end wedged between the closet door and the door jamb. Williams' 25-year-old daughter, Zelda, released a statement yesterday saying, quoting here, "I'll never, ever understand how he could be so loved so deeply and not find it in his heart to stay." WCHL News Time is 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this morning's traffic Barbecue Report, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We've seen some of the usual delays this morning, 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road, seeing some minor to moderate delays. But we do see a little bit of a heavier delay right now on NC54 heading westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and 15501. So be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us. Again, a new Twitter handle. It's at WCHL Chapelboro now. We are combining our Twitter forces at WCHL Chapelboro. And no matter how you communicate with us, we always ask you to do that very safely, and we're very appreciative of all those WCHL Road Warriors out there.
Everybody's just got to get used to using that new handle.
That's right, including me.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And Dickie's Barbecue Pit is on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at dickies.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks pretty good, and the forecast brought to you by UNC Athletics. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny today, high today in the middle 80s. Nice day. Tonight, clear with a low around 60, and then tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. One more time, you will notice no specific mention of any rain during all of that forecast, although I suppose it's always a possibility this time of the year. Carolina football kicks off the season on August 30th p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, plus four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. That's how it works. WCHL News Time is 7:17. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan is suggesting that State House Speaker Tom Tillis would work to cut public school jobs and student aid if he replaces her on Capitol Hill. She cited his remarks during a debate in April. Tillis' campaign says it's not so. Hagan held a news conference yesterday in Greensboro to attempt to capitalize on Tillis' Republican debate comments back in April that considering whether to eliminate the U.S. Department of Education is a priority for him if he gets elected. Hagan's campaign says abolishing the department could eliminate grant programs for college students and federal public school funds to support low-income children. A Tillis campaign spokeswoman said Tuesday he believes financial aid and school assistance should be protected, but that the department could be run more efficiently and help students' needs better. In news around town this morning, the annual Hillsborough Jazz Festival is coming this September. Head to the historic Moorefields Estate on Saturday, September 13th from noon to 6:15 p.m. for the annual festival featuring performances by Triangle Jazz Orchestra, Durham Jazz Messengers, Carolina Jazz, and Blues Collaborative, and more. Advance tickets are $15. You can pick them up in person at the Hillsborough Arts Council, the Eno Gallery, or the Orange County Sportsplex, all in Hillsborough, or buy them online at hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Tickets will be $20 on the day of the festival, so you can save a little money by getting your tickets in advance. That is the annual Hillsborough Jazz Festival coming next month. And Owasse is hosting another Red Cross blood drive on Monday, August 25th. Another chance for you to donate. The blood drive will run from 10 to 2:30 p.m. in the community room of Owasse's administration building on Jones Ferry Road. Walk-ins are welcome after noon, or you can schedule an appointment online by visiting redcrossblood.org and entering Owasse as the sponsor code. That is O-W-A-S-A. Owasse is also hosting two more blood drives this year on Friday, October 31st, Halloween Day, and on Monday, December 29th, the Monday after Christmas. That's a quick look at news around town. You can get all our news around town stories on our website by going to chapelboro.com and clicking on the news around town link. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz, and time now to take a look at Carolina football. UNC offensive line remains a bit of a mystery heading into the season, but head coach Larry Fedora says he's much more comfortable with the prospects of sophomore receiver Ryan Switzer, who's already proven his worth as an electrifying player. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the Tar Heel preseason.
It's been said over and over that an offense is only as good as its linemen up front. Will this be the case for Carolina in 2014? If so, it's tough to project the success of Coach Fedora's offensive machine based on training camp reports. Although returning starter John Heck has stood out above the rest on the O-line, Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels aren't ready for game day just yet.
Maybe John Heck may have had the best best summer of all the offensive linemen, just the improvements he's made in his body and his mobility and everything. You know, we're still not there yet. I'm not going to say we're ready to play, because we're not.
Coach Fedora isn't getting impatient as the season draws near, though. It's an exercise in patience up front for the entire team, and he says it just takes time for the pieces to gel together into a cohesive unit.
I'm very confident that Cap will have a group that's ready to go on the 30th, and you know, they're not going to be a finished product on the 30th, I don't think, either. I think, again, that position, when you're talking about five guys doing, knowing what each other's going to do in every situation and how they're going to do it, is critical. And so it's going to take some time for them to grow, you know, and we have to understand that as a staff, and we have to understand that as an offense.
Behind the line, the litany of offensive skill players has been well documented, none more so than electrifying playmaker Ryan Switzer. Coach Fedora says Switzer is still learning the nuances of playing the wide receiver position. Switzer, after all, has never lined up as a wideout before. In high school, he sped away from opposing defenses as a running back.
It's going to be of understanding how to play receiver. I think his biggest growth has been understanding what it takes to be a receiver and be a complete receiver, the blocking aspect of it, the importance of blocking on the perimeter, running routes, understanding the whole concept of the route and how your position fits into the route, and then how to get open on the route.
Switzer says the playbook has been expanding for him this year. Instead of quick out patterns, he's been freed up to fly further down the football field. The sophomore says these deeper routes make hitting pay dirt a whole lot easier.
What's different from last year is I've been getting a lot more downfield passes this year. A lot of my catches last year were quick game and try to get some yards after the catch. But, you know, this spring, with Ebron being gone, the A-back position got a lot more of the downfield calls. And, you know, I was happy with that because, you know, I don't have to always make a guy miss. I can catch the ball in the end zone. I don't have to work too hard to get in there.
Although Switzer got his feet wet catching balls last season, Coach Fedora says to expect a breakout performance on the receiving end from the All-American in year two of his Chapel Hill career.
I don't think there is any limit, actually. I mean, I think he, you know, you hadn't even seen last year, he didn't even scratch the surface with what he did at the receiver spot, you know. So I think, you know, I mean, he could break out in that position this year. He really could.
As for the man who will be slinging the football out to Switzer and the rest of the receiving corps, Switzer says he doesn't expect a final verdict to come until after the first two home contests against Liberty and San Diego State.
I think it's going to take, you know, maybe the first two or three games to really see, because, you know, if you want to give Mitch a fair shot, you got to see what he can do when it's live and when the lights are on. So I think those couple games are going to determine, you know, who's our starting guy going forward.
A relative unknown situation at offensive line, a two-horse race at the quarterback spot, and a dynamic player attempting to master a new position make for a tantalizing trifecta of offensive storylines for the Tar Heels. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And the countdown to Carolina football continues. 17 days till the Tar Heels season opener Saturday, August 30th against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. The outstanding Duke linebacker Kelby Brown will miss the entire season after suffering a knee injury during a preseason scrimmage. In a release sent out yesterday, the school said the All-Atlantic Coast Conference performer tore his left anterior cruciate ligament during Monday's scrimmage. The fifth-year senior is scheduled to have surgery today. The injury is a big blow for the Blue Devils, who made a surprise run to the Coastal Division Championship and reached the ACC title game last year. Brown was an All-ACC first-team pick and one of the league's top tacklers with 114 tackles. Brown had a career-high 17 tackles against Georgia Tech in September, and then matched that against Miami in November. It's the third time that Kelby Brown has torn a knee ligament in his college career. North Carolina State coach Dave Doran says the project to build an indoor practice facility will help the football program immensely. The school held a dedication ceremony yesterday at the off-campus site. It's located in a parking lot next to Carter-Finley Stadium and the practice fields. The indoor facility will cost $14 million and will have a 120-yard football field with a roof high enough for kicking drills. The facility, a long-awaited addition for the state football program, is scheduled for completion in the spring. Doran calls it the final piece in creating one of the most complete setups in the country for football. It will also have sprint lanes and jumping areas for the track program. Athletic Director Debbie Yao says soccer, baseball, and softball programs will also use that same facility. It is 7:25 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If I were a betting man, I'd bet on the two quarterback system at Carolina. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora still insists that he and his offensive staff have not decided what to do with the quarterback position this season. But if you read between the lines of what Fedora says, he knows what's going to happen. Whoever starts the first game, and it will likely be returning junior Marquise Williams, redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky will play as much as Williams. How Fedora handles that rotation is probably what he hasn't figured out yet. Simply put, Trubisky is too good to stand on the sideline for 2 years before Williams graduates after the 2015 season. While they can both beat you with their arms and legs, Williams is clearly more of a running threat, and Trubisky has a rocket arm from the pocket and on the run. Most importantly, they both fit Fedora's offense like a T, so virtually nothing changes when the QBs change. I remember the first time I read Trubisky's name. He was among faces in the crowd in Sports Illustrated, that feature at the front of every magazine that highlights athletes of all ages and from all sports who have made local names for themselves. Trubisky is from Ohio, and the snippet listed all the rushing and passing records he broke in high school. Then the last line of the write-up said, "Mitch is committed to the University of North Carolina." I almost fell off the bed when I read that. If this kid is half as good as the write-up said, Trubisky would be running and gunning in Keenan Stadium in a couple of years. He had to redshirt as a freshman because Bryn Renner was returning as a senior, and Marquise was the logical backup once he returned after missing the spring semester of 2013. So Trubisky worked with the scout team and learned the offense. And even when Renner went down with an injury, there was little chance Fedora was taking his red shirt off. This way, Trubisky and Williams play together for 2 years, and then Trubisky gets the team for at least one full season and maybe two. If one of them gets hurt, the other has ready-made experience. If one of them gets hot, he may stay in the game a little longer. If one of them gets cold, the other comes off the sideline like a good relief pitcher. Maybe one of them matches up a little better with the next opposing defense. What do you do when you have two great quarterbacks made for your system? Figure out a way to play them both. This is Archansky. See ya.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Cardinals bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way can the Tar Heels score today?
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
And you can go to chapelbro.com, click on the Carolina Football Family Pack, and get a Carolina Football Family Pack, which includes 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 this morning in Carborough, also 69 in Hillsboro. It'll be a nice sunny day, mostly sunshine at any rate. Our high today about 85. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low around 60. Tomorrow, sunny skies again with a high in the middle 80s. All of this sounds downright refreshing after all that rain we've had and some flooding problems to the east of us, but luckily we haven't had much of that kind of problem here, and certainly not today. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Police say there's been another officer-involved shooting near Ferguson, Missouri, just days after a cop killed an unarmed black teenager there during a struggle. CBS's Mark Strassman says last night,
police officers say they tried to disperse a crowd that included four guys in ski masks. One of them pulled out a handgun, and a police officer was forced to shoot him because he felt threatened.
The suspect is in critical condition. Tensions have been high ever since 18-year-old Michael Brown was fatally shot over the weekend. The FBI is now looking into that incident.
They've launched a federal probe. The general sense is that the federal probe will give more credibility, particularly out in the community, to whatever results they find in Michael Brown's shooting death. The police officer has yet to be named. His race has yet to be identified.
Police fear for the officer's safety. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Two local repeat offending drug dealers were taken off the streets after two separate incidents of selling cocaine near schools. Carborough police arrested 42-year-old Mac James Matthew Cameron on Monday after discovering an outstanding warrant during a routine traffic stop. He was charged with being in possession of a controlled substance within a 1,000 feet of a school. Cameron was first charged in North Carolina with possession of a Schedule II substance when he was 23 years old. That was nearly two decades ago, and he was put on probation. However, probation was revoked because he was caught in possession of a Schedule II substance again just more than 7 months after his first offense. For that, he served nearly 8 months in jail in Orange County. Cameron has gone on to serve an additional 5 years, 7 months for multiple drug possession and trafficking arrests over the years. U.S. Marshals arrested 40-year-old Bobby Lee Davis on Friday in the town of Graham. Chapel Hill police charged him with multiple felonies, including 3 counts of selling cocaine, 3 counts of possession of cocaine, and 2 counts of selling the drug within 1,000 feet of a school. Police allege Davis dealt drugs in the Homestead Park area. With a new state spending plan in place, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will face a nearly $1 million budget gap. The $911,000 shortfall means the school board will consider a plan to cut 4.5 gifted education specialist positions at the elementary school level and transfer some custodial staff to contract work. Because of state budget cuts, the district could lose 22 teaching assistants. Legislators shifted the $800,000 that would have paid those assistants to fund classroom teaching positions in an effort to lower class size. While school systems have some ability to shift that money back to TAs, Chapel Hill Carborough administrators say the state has put limitations on the exchange that don't make it feasible for the district. School officials plan to reallocate teaching assistants in grades 4 and 5 and hire more teachers instead. Though the state budget provides more money for most teachers, veteran educators and other school employees are not likely to see much of a pay raise. In response, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools administrators are asking for $2.5 million to make sure all public school employees get at least a 3% raise. This newest version of the local budget was released on Tuesday, and no final decisions have yet been made. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will meet at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on Thursday. That's tomorrow night to vote on the 2014-15 budget proposal, a meeting that has been a long time in coming. It's been delayed a couple of times because of the General Assembly in Raleigh not making a decision on the budget. The sad news of actor and comedian Robin Williams taking his own life on Monday has reopened a national conversation about depression and suicide. One psychology professor at the university has advice for people affected by those issues. And WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
Somebody who is thinking about suicide or might be experiencing depression and could be at risk for suicide absolutely must receive professional help.
That advice comes from Dr. Mitch Prinstein, a professor of clinical psychology at UNC. Like millions of others around the world, he was deeply saddened to learn of Robin Williams' suicide on Monday.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
Williams battled depression for decades and had recently checked into the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota to avoid relapsing into substance abuse. Prinstein, whose research focus is on the predictors of adolescent depression and suicide, stressed that depression and substance abuse are two warning signs that people should be very aware of in friends and loved ones at risk. And there are others.
Someone who has threatened suicide, made a plan for suicide, or previously attempted suicide is also at extremely high risk for a future attempt.
He added that people who start giving away belongings or seem to be lifting suddenly out of a deep depression may be at risk for a suicide attempt. But not everyone plans to commit suicide way in advance, he warns.
Some people do attempt suicide after an acute stressor, sometimes just within minutes or hours after a stressor.
That's especially true when substance abuse is involved. Obviously, then, it's impossible to know exactly when someone may attempt suicide. Prinstein and other mental health professionals urge those suffering from suicidal thoughts to reach out for help. The most important advice is try to put aside any perceived stigma about mental health problems and please talk to somebody about it.
Not talking about suicide is dangerous, and talking about suicide does not make people more likely to do it. In fact, it will make people less likely to attempt. So people please must talk about suicide and depression openly.
If you're depressed and having thoughts of harming yourself, please call Emergency Crisis Services at 1-800-233-6834, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-233-6834. You can find that contact information in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Makeshift memorials of flowers and notes have been popping up all over the country for actor and comedian Robin Williams, who found dead in his San Francisco Bay Area home on Monday. His 25-year-old daughter, Zelda, released a statement yesterday saying, "I'll never, ever understand how he could be loved so deeply and not find it in his heart to stay." Well, we talk a lot about fracking here in North Carolina, and yesterday Ella Kinnear told us what we really need to worry about is offshore drilling. And now more environmental news. The U.S. Department of Interior has reduced the areas of the Atlantic Ocean where turbines can be built, dealing a potential blow to North Carolina's hopes for wind farms off the coast. The News and Observer reports the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management approved just 1/4 of the ocean waters it had been considering for wind farm development, leaving most of the sea regions off limits. The decision leaves open about 480 square miles of ocean, down from the 1,900 square miles it had been considered. Most of the reduction impacts the Outer Banks near Mateo, Kill Devil Hills, and Kitty Hawk. Two sections across from Wilmington were largely left intact. Further reductions are a possibility if an upcoming environmental assessment identifies conflicts with natural habitats and wildlife. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Rand Northam joins me now in the studio, and Rand will tell you what's happening at chapelboro.com today.
Yeah, that's right, and that's an interesting story you just mentioned there with the wind farms.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about windmills and those types of power-generating sources,
mm-hmm.
And talking about the bird migration and their migration patterns and how it's dangerous to animals and things like that. I never thought of the danger to the ocean itself, actually, because I was talking with someone about it, and they said that the real danger is any kind of fluids that leak from those things. You think hydraulic fluids and whatever else is in the actual turbine itself that, mm-hmm. that causes it to run properly. Those leak all the time and can leak directly into the ocean. Then right, you know, they just fall right down from there. So that's an interesting point in that too. I'm a big fan of wind farms. I think they look pretty. You know, they're I love them on the, you know, ridge of a mountain or something like that.
And, oh, out in the western part of the country.
Yeah,
it's
those
amazing.
Those are really neat.
So
we had one up in Boone that was installed while I was there. Actually, the Appalachian State installed one on top of the mountain, and pretty neat stuff. But I understand both sides of it. I certainly do, and I think it's a discussion still worth having. But very interesting that we're still talking about the wind farm possibilities on the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, I know a lot of interesting stuff on Chapelboro this morning.
That's right.
And even a new Twitter handle today to
That's
talk
right.
about.
Yeah, our new Twitter handle is at WCHL Chapelboro. We are combining forces of our website and our radio station. We've always been together, but now we are doing so on social media as well. So it's at WCHL Chapelboro is where you can find us on Twitter. If you're not already following us there, I hope that you will. And we'd love to hear from you any time of day. You can tweet out to us, and I'm sure somebody will answer you back. We've been talking a lot about Robin Williams, of course, and nationally, everybody's been talking about him, but we've been focusing a lot here in Chapel Hill on what he had to do here with us. And he was, of course, on campus in 1998 for the filming of Patch Adams. And
several weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And pretty neat stuff, pretty neat stories that people have to share about it and just how down-to-earth he was. And we got somebody who commented in as well saying that he actually went and served as a waiter at the Carolina Inn.
Mm-hmm.
While he was here as a sort of a thank you to the community and to the campus, which is pretty neat. I mean, that's amazing.
He was really a neat guy. And
yeah.
Our own Kenny Dyke in our sales department here was an extra in the movie.
Exactly.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty
I just
cool
found
stuff.
Out about that yesterday.
Yep. So we've got a lot on Robin Williams on our website, chapelboro.com. Also, we've got a great new photo gallery up. It's from City Kitchen's Music Festival. Every week, every Thursday evening, there's a music festival at City Kitchen, and we've got the most recent one up on our website, chapelboro.com, in photos taken by Susan Murray, of course. And we invite you to visit the UNC Sports page. It is really getting ready to be filled on the daily, more so than it already is even. It is a featured site, a featured sub-site of chapelboro.com that brings you all that you need to know about UNC athletics, and it's going to get busier and busier every day now between now and the kickoff of UNC football August 30th, and then it doesn't slow down until probably about June.
Yeah, exactly.
So be sure to visit that. And you can still sign up for the Family 4-Pack, where you can go to the UNC Liberty football game. You can sign up for that. $230 value for just $100. You can visit chapelboro.com. We've got a link on our site, pasted all over there so you can find it. Again, my suggestion last week was tell three of your friends, give me $33 each of you, and then you yourself only have to pay $1 for that, and you get $20 to the concession stand, $10 to buy some sort of souvenir, and your $1 ticket with your friends who are each paying $33. Not a bad deal.
And those tickets are normally $50.
Exactly.
So that's a great deal. It really is. Chapelboro.com. Go there and click on the UNC Family Pack link, and you're there.
That's right.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
We will talk to you in just a little while here and get a look at morning traffic on WCHL. Coming up next, Matt Bailey says Chapel Hill is designed for middle-aged people to live here. Younger adults, not so much. That's today's commentary. Next.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
It's 71 degrees at 7:45.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Whenever rezoning is on the docket, you can bet on some passionate people down at the Chapel Hill Town Council. But have you noticed who doesn't show up at those public hearings? Young single professionals. Now, you might write off their absence as political apathy from folks in their 20s and 30s, but there's a far simpler reason they're not there. Increasingly, those young adults aren't choosing to live in Chapel Hill. Used to be if you were young, creative, and progressive, Chapel Hill was the place to be. But in the past decade, both Durham and Raleigh have zoomed by us in attracting those young creative professionals. A key reason, Chapel Hill was built for middle-aged people, literally. Beyond downtown, most homes in Chapel Hill are single-family houses and subdivisions designed for cars. Sprawl was all the rage in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when we built many of our neighborhoods. Back then, having to drive to the store didn't seem like a burden. It felt like freedom. Fast forward 50 years, and while those subdivisions are still beautiful places to raise a family, many of today's young professionals are looking to escape those car-dependent cul-de-sacs. They want to live where you can walk to work, to shopping, and to recreation. More and more baby boomers want this lifestyle too once their kids move out. What some here deride as density, they call desirable living. That's why I support the town's efforts to make more neighborhoods in Chapel Hill attractive places to live, work, and enjoy life for people who aren't in the cul-de-sac stage of life. Our existing subdivisions might be fine for us middle-aged married guys, but if we want to remain a vibrant community, we need more young professionals to also choose to live here. I bet they'd have some fresh ideas for our town council too. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. Our usual morning delays right now, 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive now and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. In both directions, spotty delays and mostly just around the interchanges, stoplights, things like that. So be on the lookout there. Watch out for those taillights. NC-54 heading eastbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road also seeing some delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask, at WCHL Chapelboro. Again, that's our new Twitter handle. I got to get used to it, too. At WCHL Chapelboro. But we do ask that you do that safely, however you communicate with us.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute I-540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, nice. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 85. Tonight clear with a low around 60. Tomorrow sunny with a high of 85 again. And after all that rain we had yesterday and last night, it sounds really refreshing. 7:49, and as I mentioned, and Wayne Pond is here. And Wayne, how's it going this morning?
Hey, big guy. I'm enjoying all the
all the, sort of semi-sweet, melancholy, wonderful memories you guys are sharing about Robin Williams being in Chapel Hill. I've got an old friend who has stories about that. What a great comedian, huh?
Oh, man, and a great human being as far as I've heard. I mean, just terrific, one of the nicest terrific guys actor in the world. Yep.
All right, well, onward and upward then, the word of the day.
Yep.
I suspect I'm a lot like you when it comes to sports on television, although I'm sure you know the finer points of, sports like golfing and tennis.
Not necessarily.
Say that again?
Not necessarily.
Well, you know, the word of the day here is an alphabet. What that means really basically is that you're illiterate about something. You don't know much about something. Mm-hmm. Golf, for instance, you know, we'll turn that on mainly. I heard Erk Chansky say the other day that it was one of the golf matches over the weekend was fun to watch simply because of the beauty of the scenery and the way the TV people set the shots up. But
yeah.
I don't know how you think of it. I think of it as millionaires chasing little white balls around a beautiful green kind of forest scene, which, again, leads us to the word of the day. That makes me a golf analphabet. I really don't know much about it, but I enjoy it. The word of the day is analphabet. Analphabet, analphabet.
Hmm.
Somebody who doesn't know the alphabet, essentially, or the basis of a given discipline or subject. So, are you willing to take that as the word of the day?
And
not be upset about it?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. That's cool.
Analphabet, an alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
There is your word of the day.
That's good.
Ron, my man, have a good one. I will be talking to you soon.
I hope
Give
so.
Give everybody a big hug and tell them to quit picking on you, okay?
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 752. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody always walks through that door and does a clean joke. And today, it just happens to be the inimitable, the one and only, Aaron Keck.
Hello, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
You've been waiting for me to walk through that door for months and years, haven't you?
I have, man. It's been like, it's almost like I'm on pause.
We've been talking about me coming in and doing the clean joke of the day for a while,
yeah.
And only now have I gotten the chance to come in.
You built up the anticipation.
It took me a while to find a good joke.
You built up the anticipation properly, and so I'm hoping that you can actually deliver.
I see you shivering, Ron, with anticipation.
Well, that's not why I'm shivering.
Patient.
I'm shivering because I'm scared of what you might say. What kind of joke you got?
All right. I've got a lawyer joke and also a blonde joke.
Uh-oh.
Because this is my first time in here. I've got to... this is a big build-up, Ron.
So
I can't just
out.
Tell a lawyer joke. I can't just tell a blonde joke. I've got to tell one that's both together. All right?
Okay. Want to make sure you can get it all encapsulated in one
joke. It's all in caps.
Okay.
And lowercase letters
that's
as well.
Good.
Here we go. So a lawyer and a blonde are sitting next to each other on a long flight, and the lawyer is bored, looking for something to do, so she turns to the blonde and asks if she wants to play a game. It's a mm-hmm. betting game.
Okay.
We ask each other questions. I ask you a question. If you don't know, you pay me $5.
So,
then you ask me a question.
So both of these are women.
Both of these are women.
There's
yep.
a lawyer
there's a blonde.
Who's not a blonde, and then there's,
and
a,
there's a blonde.
Blonde.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a lawyer and a blonde.
Okay.
Both are women. Go with me on this one.
All right.
So the lawyer says, we ask each other questions. If you don't know the answer, you pay me $5. And then if you ask me a question, I don't know the answer, I pay you $5. And we go back and forth and
okay.
back and forth.
You
and
I should
like,
do that.
Yeah, we should. We absolutely should.
No, we shouldn't. I've played
Quiz Bowl.
The Quiz Bowl.
Yeah.
I've done that with you.
I
not
took
interested.
Everyone in WCHL.
Yeah, you did.
But we digress. Lawyer poses the bet to the blonde. The blonde's like, no, I don't want to do that. But the lawyer figures her opponent is a blonde, so uh-huh. easy money.
Okay.
So she leans over and says, okay. If you don't know the answer to my questions, you pay me $5. If I don't know the answer to your questions, I'll pay you $50.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweetening the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So the blonde's like, okay, I'll do that. So the lawyer goes first, leans over to the blonde and says, what's the distance from the earth to the moon?
Oh.
The blonde has no idea, doesn't even say a word. She reaches into her purse, pulls out a $5 bill, hands it to the lawyer. Now it's the blonde's turn. She thinks about it for a second and says, okay, what goes up a hill with 3 legs and comes down with 4?
Oh.
And the lawyer has no idea. She's completely stumped. She's like, hang on, I got this. She takes out her laptop. She goes through. She searches Google. Can't find the answer. She emails all of her friends, all of her coworkers. It's a long flight. She can't find the answer. None of her friends know. So after an hour of searching on the internet and not finding the answer, she's completely stumped. So she's like, okay, you got me. So she takes out $50, hands it to the blonde.
Uh-huh.
As she's doing it, she says, by the way, just out of curiosity, what does go up a hill with 3 legs and come down with 4?
Uh-huh.
The blonde reaches into her purse, pulls out another $5 bill.
Took me a
second.
It's
a thinker.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I'm not used to doing that.
Which is why we should play this game.
No, I don't think so.
I'm spotting you even odds.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ron.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today, we have a couple of WCHL hometown heroes. They're both assistants to the town manager in Carrboro, working primarily behind the scenes. First, Julie Eckenrode.
I grew up in North Carolina and came to the Raleigh area for college. I've been here for about 11 years. In the past 7, I've been a high school social studies teacher. And while I was teaching, I also was working on my Master's of Public Administration. Finished that the first week of May and got this job by the end of the month. I actually took about 5 years to do my master's. So I've known for about the past 5 years that this would be a career move.
Julie has a couple of important projects she can dive into right away.
We are very excited. The town just purchased a new fire engine. We have just finalized a date for a ceremony to kind of celebrate that on September 3rd at 5:30 at Fire Station 1. And then at the end of the month, we are rolling out a new website. First major update to the website in almost 15 years. So it's very user-friendly. It has a lot more options for citizen interaction as far as signing up for news alerts and kind of some forums to discuss some of the topics and upcoming items in Carrboro. So we're really excited.
Here's the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle.
In Carrboro, we don't technically have assistant town managers, but we have assistants to the town manager. And we've had one in years past. And this year with our budget, our 14-15 budget, we actually budgeted for 2 assistants to the town manager.
The other assistant is Nate Broman Falks.
Well, I have a pretty diverse background in government. I've worked in state government, federal government, but really found my calling in local government. Really why I think local government is the place for me is because it's the place where I think change actually happens nowadays, and you can actually do the most good in local communities. And so that's what's brought me to the local government scene, and Carrboro in particular piqued my interest for a whole variety of reasons. I knew a lot of people who knew Carrboro well, and they told me how welcoming and how inclusive this community is. So that's what I've found to be the case so far. We've had an affordable housing task force since 2012, and the task force recently put out a report with our goals and strategies. And so one of my jobs is going to be to help get us to reach those goals. A lot of what I'm going to be doing is helping to figure out how we can get there.
Julie Eckenrode and Nate Broman Falks, already making a difference in Carrboro. You may not know them now, but you will. They're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Breadman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Breadman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Absolutely terrific weather today. Mostly sunshine. Our high today about 85 degrees. It is 71 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 70 this morning in Carrboro. Tonight, clear skies, low 60. Tomorrow, sunny, high 85 again. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
St. Louis area street protests amid calls for calm. Flooding from west to east.
We have cars where the water is submerged up to the doorways.
Morning, a sultry star.
You just put your lips together and blow.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Protests for a third straight night in Ferguson, Missouri. Police again used tear gas to break up some of the crowds protesting the police shooting death of an unarmed black man. And not far from the protests, a man with a gun was shot and injured in a confrontation with an officer. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun covered the demonstration.
There are hundreds of people who are marching up the street, some of them in the back of a pickup truck with a bullhorn. They're waving signs. And their chant is F the police.
I'm Peter King. At this church rally, there was no shortage of calls for a nonviolent response to the shooting death of Michael Brown. His cousin Eric Davis thanked supporters.
We do ask that you guys continue to support us in a peaceful, calm manner.
There was also no shortage of outrage.
Let me say that the KKK has taken off their white sheet.
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke of the lack of African-American police officers in Ferguson, whose population is predominantly black.
You've got issues in this city.
Sharpton asked for 100 men to volunteer to try and keep the peace. Many more stepped forward.
President Obama joined the calls for calm. Gun sales are on the rise in the St. Louis area. Shop owner Stephen King says sales at his place have quadrupled since last weekend.
They're buying AR-15s. They're buying home defense shotguns. They're buying handguns. They're buying personal defense handguns, something for concealed carry.
One gun shop owner says business is very good, but he doesn't like selling on fear. From New York's Long Island to Maryland, there's a lot to worry about. Many East Coast communities are dealing